Georgina, I'm looking at a display here in Pittsford about some amazing facts about 1952. Who has put this up?
John Ross decided that he'd like to put up the history of from 1952 onwards, and some of Pittsford history as well. And he's prepared little packets of sweets for rationing.
They're the ones that are in the little pink and white bags that we've been given out. And it was saying, this is Northamptonshire. Interesting facts about Northamptonshire in 1952. The average house price was £1,890. Things have gone up considerably, haven't they?
Just a bit. I should think the average price must be, what, £350,000?
Easily.
£50,000.
Only 29% of households own their homes in Northamptonshire or paid a mortgage in 1952, compared to 69% today. That's pretty much the norm these days, isn't it?
I would think so. Yes, definitely.
Right, we have here the price of a pint of milk when the Queen was coronated was 4.5p.
What is a pint of milk? That's 65p, I think.
And that's subsidised as well from the supermarkets. Right, here we are. The average salary across the UK was £100. Is that per year?
Per annum. And it's now 25,000.
That's a big difference. Right. They were only a third of the number of working mothers that there are today. I think that's a very interesting fact, isn't it? That mothers were not sort of considered to work in those days. I don't know how I'd feel about that.
No.
Do you think that that's an improvement for women or not?
I think that's up to them to choose whether they want to work or not.
It's a whole other debate, isn't it? The UK population when the Queen was coronated was 50 million. And compared to 62.3 million today. That's really interesting. And then the most interesting fact, again in Northamptonshire, is that 40% of employed people were working in manufacturing compared to only 8% today. Well, I think that says something. I think we need to support British. Buy British, buy local. Are you there with me?
Oh, absolutely, Vanessa. British cheese here today for people to sample.
It's everything that it should be. This display is absolutely brilliant. I hope it's just not going to stay here and be taken down. Are we going to put it anywhere else?
I'll make sure that John looks after it carefully, and I'm sure he'll display.
Could have it maybe
wherever.
Up in the village hall for a week or two. Here, look, this is fascinating. Only 1 in 10 households had a telephone. So in the village here, there would have only been about five or six telephones then in Pittsford. And I think where are we? And in Pittsford, only 1 in 5 households owned a car, compared to 4 out of 5 today. These are amazing figures. Things have changed.
Very much so. Very much so. Everyone's got their mobile phones, and there are at least 2-3 cars in a household.
Very interesting. And it said, the final fact here is Northampton Town Football Club finished 8th in the 3rd Division South. The year the Queen was coronated. Have they improved much?
A little bit. I think they're in the second division.
Don't ask me. I'm afraid I'm a rugby girl. I'm a Saints supporter.
No, I'm a Saints supporter too.
We'll have to ask someone else. It's been absolutely brilliant. This is a wonderful, wonderful display. And it really does give us a little bit of a taste of what was going on in Northamptonshire in 1952. 52. Yep. Thanks.
Thanks, Vanessa.